This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump defends his empire from the witness stand of a civil fraud trial in New York, finally testifying Monday and drawing criticism from the judge, among others. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to Trump, his long-awaited testimony was a rousing success, and the state has no case.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court.
And in a testy exchange from the witness stand, Trump calling the state attorney general and the judge frauds. Meanwhile, the judge telling the former president this is not a political rally, stick to answering questions. After court, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit against Trump and his company, criticizing his testimony.
He rambled. He hurled insults.
She says the evidence is on her side. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
Israel responded with shelling across the border of Lebanon after Hamas militants fired 16 rockets into northern Gaza, Israel, on Monday. The exchange of fire along the border came as Lebanon's militant Hezbollah said its fighters attacked three Israeli military posts along the border around sunset Monday, scoring direct hits. Hezbollah and its Lebanese and Palestinian allies have been clashing with Israeli troops since October 8th, a day after the war between Israel and Hamas began. The UN Security Council once again failed to agree on a resolution about the Israel-Hamas war, despite hours of closed-door talks on Monday on how to prevent more civilian deaths in Gaza. The U.S. is calling for humanitarian pauses. Many council members are demanding a humanitarian ceasefire. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also demanded the immediate unconditional release of hostages taken by Hamas from Israel, the delivery of aid to the territory, and ending the use of civilians as human shields. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day,